Today's show is brought to you by AdvanceAutoParts.com. Save 20% off your first order at www.AdvanceAutoOffer.com/chickenduck. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
I don't have fun. We're just here to see the fucking weirdos. Here's $50.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sucks to be alone.
Did you say space shit?
Welcome back, everyone. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 97. Three more, Kyle. You can do it, buddy. Is he really, like, killing everybody that bad?
Well, actually, yesterday, our friend Beej from Australia, mm-hmm. who is, he has his podcast called Dog's Best Friend. He's a dog trainer. And yesterday, he had, like, 31,000 steps because he's training these two dogs for an agility competition. And he fucking jumped way ahead of Kyle. But I text Kyle, and I said, you better start walking because we need that belt. And he said that he has it under control, that he's gonna handle it this week. So I'm still in the competition. I'm in third place, but... I really don't think that there's any way that I can catch either one of those guys because they pulled way ahead of me.
I'll get them.
Okay.
Why didn't you let... You should have let Devin in, man.
She's a cheater.
No, he thinks she's a cheater. That's why.
I know.
Despite the fact that she legitimately walks about 10 miles a day.
Where am I at?
Three. Three steps? Four?
You're not last.
I'm not?
No. I mean, but you're out of the competition.
Oh. It's time to take the bracelet off.
Oh,
the
no, I know I'm out of the competition. I mean, in the steps category.
I'm
not last.
You're not last, but our friend from Two Girls on the Bench, Trisha, she hasn't updated hers in 8 days. So,
oh, no.
I mean, she could be sandbagging everybody.
Yeah.
But actually, she also lives in Thousand Oaks, where that shooting was, and now they're evacuated from their homes because of all the fires. So. Hopefully they're all safe.
Okay?
Yeah, I believe she's safe, but I mean, it still sucks that they had to evacuate their homes.
Crazy.
So, but other than that, Vu, how's the challenge going?
Getting
your steps in?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Good. Staying drug free?
Yeah.
Stop taking those prescription pills?
No.
Dude.
I've got high blood pressure.
Oh, there. Oh, okay. I see. Like, I thought you were addicted to Percocet.
No.
That's not funny.
No, I actually have maintenance medication.
It's a little
I
funny.
Need to take.
How many sandwiches did you get today?
Three.
My God, what have you been eating for the last 20 minutes?
I'm not doing those steps.
That's amazing.
Well, I don't know if you've heard any of the past episodes, Jeff, but.
No.
November 1st at 6:10 a.m., Jimmy texted me and said that he was out of the competition. 6 hours and 10 minutes into the competition, Jimmy quit.
Out.
That's got to be a record. That's
no, I just, I'm out.
See, I'm wondering, though, if I should, because, like, you're out now, J-Ray's out because he drank. Should I take you guys off of the competition sheet, or should I still let you on? Because I mean, I still would like to track your steps.
You could ask, and his answer is probably the same as mine. I don't really care. It doesn't matter because it's an imaginary competition for a fucking belt.
It's not an imaginary competition. It's a real competition that people are actually competing in, and I've lost 10 fucking pounds already because of it.
Congratulations.
And I have a championship belt at my house,
right?
That we're giving to the winner.
I mean, you could have just lost weight and bought yourself a belt.
Yeah, but I don't. That would just defeat the purpose.
You do want a belt.
Which, wait, ironically.
You want a belt. Well, for you to say that you don't want a belt is crazy because you know you want a belt.
Yeah, I do want
and
that.
And ironically, if you lose enough weight, you have to buy a new belt.
I could just punch new holes.
What'll
new
be amazing?
Yeah, I'm not a leather worker, so
what? But you haven't. You're not sure of the belt that I'm talking about.
When he
Jeff.
Goes climbing around on the rooftops of like San Antonio,
I'm sure it looks like a WWF.
It
belt.
Absolutely is
exactly
a heavyweight like belt. So let's talk about your adventure this week.
Let's talk about Jeff's first.
Okay. We need to circle back and make sure we talk about your museum.
Oh, we will. Okay, because I got a lot to talk about.
So, Jeff, how you been, bud? Wait, you still working on a little base coat down there?
Because this might
you don't
be.
Don't want to let him finish eating.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jeff might be episode 97. Evel Knievel might be episode number 98.
Okay.
If we can pull two out,
we can just make them shorter.
Yeah,
sure.
That's true.
Yeah, you could shorten them up.
So
how who wronged you this week, Jeff?
You've been gone for a while, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've been gone for a while.
There's
been
a
busy.
Litany
shit,
of people.
Else, but
Jeff texted me.
It's hard to keep track, though, because like the one idiot just replaces the last idiot. That pissed me off. You know what I mean? So it's just like a never-ending
revolving
cycle.
Cycle.
I can't, yeah.
Jeff texted me. I asked him a couple weeks ago, like, you know, when is he going to be at the podcast again? And he sent me his schedule for, I think that was a Saturday.
It was just a Saturday.
And
yeah.
I said, and that's exactly why Casey doesn't want children. Because it was like every hour you had something scheduled. How many soccer games could your one kid have a day?
Well,
he had two games that day?
He had two games that day because they were making up a game. And then my littlest kid had his last soccer game of the season, while my middle son, I think, had like his last baseball game or some shit, and then somebody had something with scouts too, and then a birthday party or something at one point, and then, yeah. So
just give him the car keys.
Yeah, right.
You guys know what to do.
Take care of it. Yeah.
They all have phones. Just use GPS.
But yeah, so super busy, and my middle child was playing football, flag football, but for this NFL league in Bethlehem up there, which it's fantastic. Instead of it being like we've played in two different flag football leagues before, or now. The first one actually had like 11 kids on the field. They had blockers, you know, full linemen, all that kind of jazz. And it was just too much. It was too ridiculous. Like, you'd have the same two kids running plays where everyone else is just standing up and pushing on each other.
Sure.
There's no tackling because it's flag. It was dumb. Well, this NFL league, though, it's more like backyard football. It's five kids on the field at a time on each side. Everybody's a receiver, everybody's a running back, whatever, and you got a guy hikes the ball to the quarterback, and even the center then runs out, you know, and it's fantastic because they're enjoying football, they're learning this sport, they're all running plays, you know, and
is it that run kick, what's that NFL league, the run kick play league or whatever? Is that
I have
what
no
is,
idea
or?
What the official name of it is, okay. Or whatever. I just know it's sponsored by the NFL or whatever, but it's fantastic.
Discriminatory so. Against fat people, though.
Why?
Because no lineman.
There's a center.
Where would you have been?
Kurt Sloan wanted to put me out as a receiver one time, and I said, absolutely not.
I was fine as a center, so I'd be okay. I'd still be able to play football, but Jesus, I'm not going long.
Well,
not more than once or twice a fucking quarter,
anyway.
You're
not sending everybody long. Well, so the field's obviously very short as well.
But you'd never think that I'd be going long. That's where I would get you.
That's right. That's really true. Like, no, there's no way he's running. I don't have to cover him. And the next thing you know,
and
you're 100 yards behind him.
I'd even play it like,
yeah.
I'd take it, whoa, and like take a
deep
stop.
Breaths.
Yeah, like take a halfway stop. And you'd be like, okay, I'm going to cover somebody else. And then I'd like button hook you.
Yeah, no, you're definitely a center. You're the kid from Little Giants that wears the Darth Vader helmet.
Yeah.
And it's told about.
We had a play for me, and I think Kurt probably thought that one up too, the old golden egg.
The golden egg, yeah.
Yeah, well, I scored a touchdown and. I think it was probably 8.
You put it down on the ground, right? You put it by your feet?
Yeah, and you fumble the ball, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Greg had to touch it.
That's the end station of Puerto Rico from Little Giants.
Yeah. So.
And by the way, as that center was running, he was wheezing.
Again, I had to stop halfway.
Oh, shit. But yeah, so been pretty busy. But recently, just today, got back from AlienCon. Look out.
Was it a good time?
Now,
you would think that I would have learned my lesson from the last con I went to.
I thought you said you weren't going to any more cons.
That's what I thought, too.
Well, so you met one of my role models.
I can tell.
Giorgio Papadopoulos.
Yeah, whatever.
I can tell by your hair that you mimic your life after him.
I would just... I mean, he's had to have ingested a fucking ton of hallucinogenic substances to talk about, like, Have you ever listened to any of
those? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Everything comes back to, like...
Like the model of the bird.
Alien, you ever, man.
That's the one that always sticks in my head, where it's like a model of a bird that they found. It's like a wooden bird. It looks exactly like a bird.
Aliens.
And there he's, oh, you can clearly see that this is the alien spaceship that they brought. it's a fucking bird that they carved.
Well, the one I like that is actually interesting to me, because here's the thing. So a lot of these people, it'd be the equivalent of talking to a religious nut who thinks that everything in the Bible is legit what happened, right?
Where is
those people are insane. Okay. Yeah, same thing with a lot of people here with the aliens, where everything turns out to be aliens. My shoe untied, fucking aliens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's too much. But there are some things that are intriguing, or that at least make you think a little bit. And so instead of I don't hands down say like, oh, absolutely that's what it is. But I keep the neutral, open mind of like, you know, maybe that does make a little sense, you know, but I'm not sitting here saying that that's definitively what happened, because there's no proof. But when it comes to the bird stuff, you know, the Giorgio, he always wears this like little golden pin of like what looks like an airplane.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's what I'm talking about.
Well, no, there was a wooden bird or something that they found. But so this airplane thing, though, they found. They were like, okay, it looks like an airplane, whatever. And they said it was like a sculpture. It was only as big as your hand or whatever. Or I think it was smaller. But they were like, it's supposed to be that it was a depiction of a bird. But what's interesting about it is that the tail on it is vertical. So
like a plane.
Like a plane.
Right.
Right. So they had birds. Birds have been around. People know what birds are. And when they're drawing animals, they draw things with tails, and they're birds with the right tail. But for whatever reason, this particular sculpture has the tail vertical. And that's the interesting part.
Right.
Why would they not make it like how it is?
Right.
Even if it's like a far-fetched representation of a bird, still, the wings are the right way. It's still got a head on front and wings. Why would the tail be fucking wrong?
Right.
You know, that's what's interesting. Because sure. The only thing that has a tail like that is a flying plane or a
right.
Rocket
no,
ship
I find
something.
A lot of, I mean, I find most of that show interesting. I mean, there is a lot of, you know, they do make good points. Like, there's certain things, like, back then when there was no communication, you know, there was no fucking cell phones or internet, you know, back then. But yet, these people over here on this side of the world call the shit the exact same shit that these people over here on this side of the world call.
Or they like, build shit that looks almost the same.
Yeah, and they,
but they're thousands of miles
apart.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Like, they know the same, you know, it's definitely weird, you know. And for somebody to believe, I mean, there has to be something else out there.
So I mean, in general, I believe there's aliens.
Right.
Like, just flat out, there's aliens. Only because of the fact that how big the universe is, there has to be life somewhere.
Has to be.
Right? But that's not to say that I also then believe every single fucking
they
claim is alien.
Yeah,
shit.
A lot of it's bullshit.
A lot of my stuff is that it needs to be anchored somewhat in science and facts, right? So one of the theories that they throw out there is that all of us humans were genetically manipulated a long time ago by aliens, right? And that's why we are who we are now. That one day we were like apes or whatever, or Homo erectus or whatever at one point, and then we were genetically changed inside, and then now that's why who we are what we are. And there is something to say with that. It's a little curious because if you look at the history of man, there was like suddenly a big jump in everything we do, right? Like it was never like a real long progression thing. Only in the last couple hundred years or 1,000 years or whatever, man just like jumped up out of nowhere. And on top of that, what makes it intriguing or something that I would listen to is because I know that today we can genetically change people's DNA. We can clone people.
Mm-hmm.
We can clone sheep and dogs. It's been done. You know, there's that whole thing with CRISPR, which is that thing where it's a kit that you can buy and it's you can manipulate DNA.
I never heard of that.
It's called CRISPR. It's a
Joe
Rogan even talked about it. Oh, yeah? CRISPR or whatever. And like so the gene manipulation is a real science. It's a real thing that's happening, and we are only just now getting into it, and it's getting crazy, but it's real. So therefore, it is, to me, that's possible then, that why couldn't a more advanced race or civilization be able to do that. You know what I mean? Because it's a real science. It's just that we didn't know it at that time. However, there is also a lot of shit that I can't stand, and it's because of the fact that they claim shit that clearly shouldn't be claimed. Like, there was this guy talking about ley lines and energy lines on the Earth, and it's like, okay, I get it. But as soon as you start saying words like "it's been proven" and shit, that's when I go off the rails.
Just get yourself a pair of dowsing rods and go out with Casey, and you'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
Find yourself some water.
Now, what is a ley line?
All right, so the ley lines are apparently lines that circumvent the Earth, that are hot spots of energy. That they say that all the all the structures that are weird, like Stonehenge and stuff like that, or a lot of alien UFO sighting stuff, all happen somewhere along these ley lines and like these big points, like the Bermuda Triangle is like an intersection of two ley lines. And you know,
what about the snake in Ohio? Do you ever see that? It's like the snake mound.
Oh, the snake mound. Yeah, yeah. Probably. The joke is that you draw enough lines, everything's going to hit a fucking line. So, but they're saying that these are like powerful places on the planet or whatever, right? Now, we all know that the Earth has an electromagnetic field. That's what protects us from radiation and space shit, right? So that's a real thing. It's invisible. We can't see it.
Hold on. Did you say space shit?
That's right.
Okay.
There's literally poop and dung flying around. Once it hits that, it just splatters in the
pieces.
Wouldn't
that just be proof of intelligence?
Yeah. Yes.
Shoot your shit in
Who
the
shit
space.
Out here? Oh, yeah.
Well. It's the spaceships unloading their bathrooms.
Yeah. What if all this time, every time we there's a meteor that we investigate, it turns out to be frozen shit. There's a giant 747 flying around out there just unloading their toilet. What was it saying? Something about fucking ley lines. Yeah, so they're energy. So, all right, so electromagnetic field. We know the Earth has electromagnetic field. So for me, it's like, okay, well, it's possible that these quote-unquote ley lines are just places where the electromagnetic field is the strongest of some sort for whatever reason, right? Maybe that's possible. But they go way beyond that. They, like, go crazy. And then this guy starts throwing out words like, it's been proven. And I'm like, no, it's not been proven. And if one guy went out and investigated it, just because he said it so doesn't make it proof.
Right.
In real science, several scientists replicate the procedure to see if they come with the same results. So stop saying it's proven.
Because
all that's happening is the dim-witted morons who will believe anything immediately start nodding their head like, yes, yes. These are the same kind of people that would be in church going, yes, praise Jesus. Yes, oh, yeah, raise it up. You know what I mean?
We got a lot of church listeners, so.
Oh, well.
Easy where you go with
it. Get ready, because I hate church and religion.
I think we already discussed that before.
Crush all that shit.
I think we went over all that with Morgani before.
Yeah, I'm sure. With his fifth dimensional fucking demons. But yeah, so that's the whole thing with the alien stuff. So I went to this thing. I was a little excited because I do believe a lot of this, like, I'm interested in a lot of these things, all right? And a lot of the things makes more sense to me that it's an alien thing than it is a God thing or something, right? So I get there, and right out of the gate, it's super underwhelming.
Like,
I thought, no, it was no more packed than the Pittsburgh Comic-Con.
Okay.
Was
it at the Baltimore Convention Center?
Yes.
Is that where it was?
Yeah. Right down the street from the Orioles.
Yep.
Stadium
harbor.
And stuff, yeah. So we go in, and the first thing we go to, like, the marketplace area where all the shops and stuff are, right? And, again, I'm hoping there's, like, a bunch of, like, vendors selling alien shit or whatever.
Flea market.
Right? Yeah. It is, again, like, it was the saddest thing. It was so sad, these people. I feel so sorry for you.
Were you there for the day or for the weekend?
The day.
Okay.
We drove down Saturday morning. We were there all day. Then we slept over at a hotel there, and then we came home this morning.
You spent $60 just to walk in the door.
Technically, my dad bought it for me.
Holy fuck.
But
now,
yeah,
was your dad and Leanne, do they show as much interest as you do in this stuff?
Yeah, so I brought up, because I saw a commercial for it. I'm like, hey, guys, we should go to AlienCon. My dad was like, fuck yeah. My dad took that and ran.
You already got your tickets, bro.
Yeah, he is on board. He loves that shit. He loves the Ancient Alien show, all that stuff. You know, and we all have the same, like, passion for that. Like, it's just very interesting, some of the stuff they come up with and ideas and stuff, whatever, you know. But, you know, yeah, so we get there.
Touting Giorgio is like
he's like the head honcho of the whole ancient aliens thing. Yeah. He's the quote on, he's the quote unquote like movie
I
star.
I don't want to tell you how to spend your father's money, but man, you guys love to just man. So
oh, wait until we get into the Evel Knievel episode.
I know. Okay, so I gotta really. I'm trying to not.
Yeah, don't look at me. This motherfucker buys pins and patches and shit.
Oh, he'll get his. I need to know the pictures you sent us. Who was the group of, who was the first group of people?
Okay, so that was my sister, my dad, and then it was my dad's fiance and her daughter, my stepsister.
That's what I thought.
I thought they were movies.
And,
I thought
and
they
she
were,
lives in Baltimore.
Casey was trying to identify them in the alien subculture, and I couldn't.
I thought they might have been on TV.
Someone famous? No.
I think they're just Jeff's family.
Yeah.
And then the second picture, obviously, was Giorgio Tsutsaki. You got a little dental ish?
Oh. Again?
Bit my cheek. Yeah, well, you bite it once, and then it puffs out, and then now it's just biteable several times. It's more susceptible to bites.
I can't help but notice it hasn't slowed you down.
No, no. Cheese cubes are delicious. So.
Jesus Christ. So I'm
in the I'm in the place. Man. I walk into the marketplace.
Your dad dropped like $300 to see fucking Giorgio Tsakis.
Well, look. The big thing is, my sister and myself and my father, we don't do a whole lot of stuff together.
Sure,
right. Most holiday events are done like with my mom or whatever. My, you know, so. This was, if anything, at the very least, this was a great little like father-son, father-daughter trip, family little sure. trip to hang out. And that's honestly what we ended up doing because we were all like immediately depressed when we showed up.
So I'm like, I'm just reading over the people that are on the bill, and I'm just.
Have you ever heard of any other one?
Honest to God, that Giorgio is the only person on the
entire. Yeah, there's like five or six people that have actually been on the show of Ancient Aliens,
right?
Because they're reporters like, or they're whatever.
David Childress, I recognize.
Yeah,
that
he's
name.
He's a big.
Oh
guy
yeah,
too.
He's
yeah.
a he's
yeah.
the guy that reminds me of Bubbles from.
Yes.
He talks like Bubbles from.
And he kind of looks like Bubbles with a fucking hat on, like a safari
yeah.
hat on.
From Trailer Park Boys.
Mm. Yes.
He talks
yes.
like
he
him.
Looks a little, yeah. So there's a couple but then there's a bunch of people that I've never fucking heard of in my life, and oh my God. But anyway, so we walk into the marketplace.
What do you think an investigative mythologist is?
Dude, look. Wait. Oh, fuck, my bag's in the truck. Damn it. There's a book that has.
It's right outside.
Yes, but like, yeah. I guess we're
not like we're
like
on
live.
The 15th floor, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm thinking like we're recording.
Shut it
live.
Down, everybody.
Yeah, this is live. You don't know what's going
on. Pull the fucking plug. We got to start from scratch.
We're on Twitch.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, well, listen. So I go into the marketplace. We walk into the marketplace, and I expect to see different vendors selling all kinds of different alien stuff. You know, bunch of different hooey, whatever. And there was like 9 vendors there. 3 of them were selling crystals. Right.
Healing crystals,
healing
Jeff.
Crystals
okay.
Or whatever.
You take those
geodes.
Up and down your body.
They were selling geodes. Maze. No. So.
Maze.
So they're selling crystals. And then there was a guy trying to sell like spacecraft and space alien like music. Like it was a CD he did.
Really?
He was by himself the whole time. Not a single person walked over to even interested.
Did you get
way.
One of the. Did you get an album or two?
No.
No?
No.
I'd be interested in space
music. I'm like, Jesus Christ. There was one vendor that was selling, like, random sci-fi toys, like, you know what I mean, like Doctor Who
space
and Star
dildos.
Trek shit, whatever. Yeah, space dildos. Probes, you know, get yourself worked up. Get yourself ready for the invasion. And it was just, like, it was just really sad. It was, like, oh, it was so sad.
It was sad.
Oh, there was somebody selling light bulbs. I don't know
energy
why.
Energy efficient light bulbs?
Yes, they were energy bulbs. Efficient light bulbs. It was a pack of 3 for $1, and there was also a surge. There was also a surge protector for $2.
Did you get
that? I mean, that's a good deal. Did you get
some? Well, my sister bought some light bulbs instead of my stepsister. They bought light bulbs. I'm like, why?
You're not going to find a deal like this anywhere else, Jeff.
It's a pack of 3 for $1.
Yeah, I said they don't even like
Walmart.
I'm like, they don't even have an alien head on them or something. Oh, a Nissan was there with a car for some reason. I don't know, it was so fucking random.
Well, they're made by aliens.
Yeah,
so.
I said at least Tesla should have been here. At least he put his car in space.
Yeah.
Right? So fucking weird. It was very upsetting.
Sad and upsetting.
Yeah. We go to, so there was a.
You stayed over?
There was two.
In Baltimore?
Well, yeah, because
family.
The thing was like till like 8 o'clock at night and everything.
Oh
and then
my
we're,
God.
Family trip.
What time did
yeah,
you
it was
start?
A family hangout.
What time did you
we
get
got
there
around 9 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning. But listen, we didn't.
We do experiences. I've learned that over the course of the show. What? I don't have fun the same way everybody else has fun.
Wait, hold on. Let me just reiterate. No, I didn't really have fun.
Your dad would have had. Your dad would have had to pay, like, get his wallet out and pay me to stand there for 11 fucking hours trying to find something to do.
Well, like I said, it was more of a hangout, a place to hang out. Whatever.
Was there booze?
Across the street, I guess.
So, like, my family wouldn't even have been. Would have been,
well,
like,
you guys are alcoholics. It's okay.
That's what I'm getting at.
But yeah, so we go into like the merchandise booth. That's like the official one for the Alien Con, and I was like, well, I want to at least buy a T-shirt or something, right? So I got like the official Alien Con T-shirt, which actually is really nice and looks kind of cool. It's a very clean like symbol on it, whatever, and just says Alien Con on it. But it was a weird setup. They had you. There was two lines to wait to pay, and a third line to go look and get your merchandise. So you would go to this first line. You would be like, I want that shirt, and they'd give you the shirt, and then they would trust you with the merchandise to walk into the back of the line and pay for it.
What?
I'm like, what? What?
That's really weird.
What is stopping me from just leaving with this shirt?
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks again, losers. Fucking Christ. So weird. So, the marketplace thing was very, very lame. Like, it was very upsetting. And everyone else that's there, they were, like, looking at this, like, oh, let me see these crystals. Or, oh, look at, you know, these shirts with the fucking conspiracy theories on it or whatever. And all I kept looking at are the people peddling this shit. Yeah. And I'm looking at this woman, and I'm like, you fucking scam artist. You con. Like, you are literally, like, right now laughing inside at these morons that are buying these crystals because you bought them at Walmart just an hour ago. You know what I mean? Like, and you're peddling them as some ancient Arizonian, I mean, fucking.
You could probably make them in your kitchen.
Yeah. Like, oh my
with
god.
A little bit of salt.
Yeah.
Turns out it's all salt rocks. Yeah.
Don't get that wet.
Oh man, but yeah, I just couldn't believe these people. And then at one point we're walking through the marketplace again. I think a lot of times we were walking around just. My dad's number, he's kept saying his number one thing is he was excited to go because he wanted to see people dressed like fucking weirdos. He wanted to see like people dressed up like goofy aliens and people who whatever. And he was upset for the first half of the day because there was like nobody. Right? It wasn't until later in the day when we started seeing some people.
It wasn't like the con we went to where everybody dresses up.
No,
like,
it was half of the dressing up. Yeah, half as much people did dress up.
Was the marketplace better or worse than the Pittsburgh Comic Con we went to?
It was better in the fact that it was people selling like shit that looked like it was new stuff, whatever, you know, like stuff that they bought to sell. Mm-hmm. Whereas the Pittsburgh one looked like people were selling their shit.
Yeah,
like
it was
a
like
flea
more
market,
like a flea market. Yeah,
and which was
their
upsetting.
Old toys.
Yeah. Like they're cleaning, they cleaned out their
remnants
basement.
Of their loot crate.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Leftover WWF belt.
But it was smaller. It was way smaller.
Really?
And that it was a quarter of the size.
That huge convention center.
So, yeah.
I got a little input.
Go for it.
How do you just? And I'm not trying to, not being an asshole. I understand. It was a family event, and I understand your dad paid for it. But how do you rationalize paying $60 just to walk into a place like that, and not get anything for it, like a concert? Is less than 60, like typically $40 to $60.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time you've been to a fucking concert.
But. Yeah, but hold
okay,
on.
I'm not talking about going to see fucking Billy Joel. I'm talking about going to see somebody locally around here, okay. Or even at
so,
the East Center or something.
Sure.
Well, the whole thing is that they have. All right, so like at like the Comic Con, you can go get an autograph, which you have to fucking pay for.
Right.
You can
get
your picture taken, which you have to fucking pay for. And
that's
then
all horseshit too. What are you paying for? Walking the door.
But then there's the. The conferences where you can have a Q&A with like famous people, right?
Those are free, which was
free, but it's a joke, right?
Right. Yeah,
at the Alien Con, those quote unquote conferences are a much bigger deal. That's really the
big
thing.
Did you get
thing.
To listen to
those
Giorgio?
Are free? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So those are free, and they have all sorts of things throughout the day.
Not free; they're included with
your ticket. Well, he's just trying to say
that's what I'm getting at.
So what you're paying for?
Do you get a fucking sandwich? I mean, that's fucking $60. Is $60.
Yeah,
bucks,
but
you know?
It's $50. It was $50 for the day.
Online, it was $61.
But
I don't know who you're going to. Your
well, I didn't want to. I didn't want to correct you, but yeah,
early bird tickets.
I didn't want to correct you, but And she kept emphasizing the 60.
I guess when you're big Jeff, you just fucking pay what you want to fucking walk in.
No, but so that's what
we're just here to see the fucking weirdos. Here's $50.
Yeah, yeah, basically. So that's what you're paying for is you get all these conferences all day that are free with her. And, okay. and they range from everything for like this one. This guy talked all about the Bermuda Triangle because he wrote a book on it, and there's a show coming out next fall about it, and so he gives you maybe like new information of things he may have learned, or give you some history about it, like different idea, whatever. There's one where it was a panel of a lot of the main guys from Ancient Aliens in the main hall, where they were talking about all new things, like new stuff that they've over the last like year or so that have maybe come up, or things that are being have been questioned, you know, new questions that have come to their mind, or whatever, you know. So those are the things you're there for. Now, some of those fucking conferences, though, when you're reading them, you're like, there's no fucking way I'm going to this. Like, one was How to Contact Aliens. Right? I was like, I kind of want to go.
That would be the first one I
went
to.
Yeah, I'm like, I kind of want to go to that one because I want to be like, do I have to get an FM radio?
That
what
would
do I shove up my
why
ass?
Why I would go to the yeah. like, gone.
So, Leanne, well, the thing is they'll have like four different conferences at 4 o'clock and then four different at what? So you got to pick one, right? So the time when that one took place, there was also like another one that my sister wanted to go to. Yeah, because my sister's like loves witches and all that shit. So there was one that was all about like energies, ley lines, and whatever. And my sister's like, "Yeah, I want to go to that one." I'm like, "Ugh!" And I already know what a lot of this stuff is because of watching that show and all this shit. But
is Leanna Wiccan?
No. So we go into there. This motherfucker. Oh my god! I fell asleep three times.
What?
It was an hour conversation. I fell asleep three fucking times in there. Right? My sister was. I caught my sister laughing because I did the old like. Like nodding and like tip my head up, you know.
Oh my god!
Dude's talking about geometry and shit with these ley lines and stuff, and I wanted to blow my brains out. Right? It was so fucking boring. It was such. But he was the guy that kept saying this is proven. I wanted to yell bullshit, you know, like just constantly.
The heckler.
Oh my god! He kept drawing lines to that things connected. That I'm like, dude, you could probably connect anything to anything.
You only have 2 points. Everything connects every
time.
Yeah,
exactly. So I'm like,
it's a straight fucking
like,
line,
dude. You know, or he'd be like, look at all these things in England here. All these things are along this line. Not perfect, by the way. Along this line, and I thought to myself, isn't it possible that that's just where all the people fucking lived, and that's why they bought? Nobody went north because it was cold as fuck, you know? Like, oh man, I don't know. It just irritates me when I hear people like that, so into believing whatever. And so he's peddling this stuff, and I'm trying to like pick out like logical, reasonable, like more scientific-esque information from it. I couldn't. I'm like, yes, lines are real, lines. You know, geometry is a thing. You know, a hexagon does exist, you know, but like other than that, you know, you're just like, you're losing me here.
And was there like a ton of people asking questions and shit?
Well,
like,
yeah, okay. At the end, they go up, they ask questions. And well, here's the best thing. So the first one we went to was the one with the big panel with Giorgio and a lot of the guys from Ancient Aliens. And at the end
Bubbles.
Of it, at the end of it, they're like, all right, now anybody wants to ask questions, please come up to the mic and ask questions. Just questions, please. First person comes up. Hi, my name's Catherine from New Jersey. Just want to say first, I like you guys, I love you guys, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
No
and
shit.
They're like,
that's
they're like yeah, okay, questions, please. Like, questions. You know, like, we got a timetable to keep to, and there's 40 people behind you want to ask dumb questions. And then, like, you got people asking shit like, there's a woman from, like, South America who has a thick-ass accent, and she's up there asking them, she's telling them about how she does, like, dabbles in archaeology as a hobby, whatever, and like, would like to know how she can get her information to them and how, you know, and get in with you guys or whatever. And they're like,
email us.
The director is over here. You know, you can talk with him after this panel, I guess, or whatever. And he, you know, he's probably like, fucking Christ, you assholes, you know. But it's like, Jesus. So, and then they end up cutting her off and, like, kicking her away so that another person come up and ask a question. And then the people that do ask questions, they ask really stupid shit. Or they say, this one woman, oh my god, she got up and was like, I just want to say, you guys are the stars of the stars. And I was just like, oh my god, how long do you think she's been waiting to fucking say
that?
Don't shit on that. She practiced that in the
mirror. Yeah, she practiced that in the mirror. I think she had a question afterwards too, but it was something real fucking stupid. And like, oh my god. Or like, she would ask a question about coffins and they're like, they're probably just coffins. Like, the Ancient Alien guys are like, instead of being like, oh, aliens, but they were legit, like, those are just coffins. You know? And I'm like, oh, but these people that get up, like, I hated it because it wasn't like it was other scientists getting up and asking legit questions or somebody that whatever. It was so like you're some guy. No,
had
I
a room
expect-
at the Holiday Inn in
yeah.
Paramus.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Maybe it was a spaceship nice. Made up to look like a room at the Holiday Inn in Paramus.
Nice Ghostbuster reference. Yes.
Oh, man.
But these people,
I just couldn't
these people,
fucking,
I, felt,
I couldn't take any of it seriously.
Well, like, that, well, that was the problem. Like, hard. I went there with this, like, intent to, like, maybe get some new information that yeah. could, like, solidify some more stuff in my brain. And I walked out of there. I felt like a bully. I felt like I wanted to go there and just beat
make
people up and,
run,
and steal people's lunch money yeah. and shit. You know what I mean? Like, and, oh, my God, I couldn't help but, like, look. We were waiting in line for that picture. And they had us standing like fucking cattle.
What'd they rock you for that, if you don't mind me asking?
That was $60 for the picture.
Per?
No.
Per,
just for me and my dad to be in that picture, it was $60. Okay. Yeah. So two people.
$30
one,
each.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
So I paid more for Adam West's signature.
I paid about the same for...
It's a fucking picture. How is yeah. that? How do they justify that cost $60?
Well, dude, he has travel costs. He's got to fucking pay for...
Dude, that's just how much
I just
it is.
He has
care.
To pay
oh,
to
I,
be
I,
there.
You know, like,
they don't get those... They don't come there for free.
When will we
George
start...
George Papalopoulos
when,
has to pay for
it'll
that.
It'll never get cheaper. That. It'll get more expensive.
When will we start to see some of our own revenue? When will people want to... sign Chicken Duck.
Whenever we start going to like podcast cons and stuff,
yeah,
they have pod
set up
cons.
A pin stand?
Yeah,
sell pins.
The potties. Is that a real thing?
It was yeah. on Saturday Night Live last night.
They have they have podcast conventions that we could sign up for, but you know you have to spend the money to set your table up there.
Gotta have the money to make
and,
money.
Yeah, you like rent, yeah. you rent space.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah, they don't rent the. I mean, they don't let the George just come in there and oh hey you're on TV. Why don't you just come set up a table? He has to pay for that table to be there. So he's not going to come there unless he makes money.
Now, this whole AlienCon thing, though, has only been in the last, like, 2 years, and I think he is one who started it, though. So, like, he is the AlienCon. Like, he's,
sure.
So, but he pays to rent the venue.
Right, exactly.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what your ticket costs, you know. You know, he has to pay for the venue.
Well, anyway.
He's so, just not going to let people in for
was
free.
Was anyone selling pins at the AlienCon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were pins. Oh, yeah.
Alien
oh,
pins.
God. Oh, there was patches. Fuck yeah.
Really?
There you go, Case.
Yeah.
Oh, does everyone?
No, I didn't.
What the fuck? I'm a collector.
You'll have to go to AlienCon then next time.
Yeah, I don't like patches unless I've been there, you know?
Yeah, makes sense. But yeah, so I'm waiting in this. We're all cattle together for this pit photo, and all I could do is just like look around. And as I'm looking around, I just thought, my God, these people are so ugly. Like, I'm like, fuck, I look amazing compared to these people. I couldn't believe it.
Like, well, you know they're all people. Probably introverts. Like that.
Oh
just
yeah, but like,
stay
I'm,
their
but I'm
house.
Looking at these people and I'm like, fuck, man, you believe aliens, but you clearly don't know that dentists are real. You know, like, go, please make an appointment. Like this is so. Oh my God, it's just, it's sad. It's so sad. It's so sad. And how deeply they just believe whatever they're fucking told. It like this is what's wrong with the planet. You know.
Well, mostly. I mean. There's a lot.
What's wrong is people are stupid. And yeah. And what's sad is I said, Dad, I said, go one of the Q&A with Georgia. And I'm like, Dad, go up to them. And I want you to ask him this. Say, if we're all genetically altered from aliens from back in the day, is it possible that there are several different species of aliens that did it? Because I'm pretty sure I'm not as stupid as the rest of these people. Like, I couldn't believe it, you know. And then, oh my God, and it's just so fucking weird. So it was sad. So we went to a couple of those meetings and stuff. And the Bermuda Triangle one was the best one because he was telling some interesting stuff, and he was funny, and he was definitely more of an entertainer type. The guy who did it, his name was like Mike Barra, or whatever. He's an author or something, but he was more entertaining. So he made some jokes and stuff. He would say something or someone would ask a random question and he would be like, I don't know, it's possible that he never was like, it definitively is this. He was more of a like a skeptical mind on it. And I was like, that's what I wanted to see because there's no real proof that says any of this is real. Mm-hmm. So like, oh man.
What was his take on the Bermuda Triangle? Did
Well, that's what he's been investigating.
Totally fake.
Totally fake. It's fucked up. It's actually a
circle. Talk to you for an hour about how it's a myth.
It's actually a circle. It's not really. Yeah. No, he was basically just, he didn't really give his necessarily opinion on it, just that there's some weird shit.
Oh,
that
it's
happened.
There.
Yeah, like that weird stuff has happened in that zone. It's been happening there for a long time. Here are some examples of weird things, and that he's... doing some research into it and writing a book about it, and there's going to be a show about it and stuff. And, you know, and it was interesting, and he gave some of the theories that exist out there, which that's another thing, too, by the way. It's ancient astronaut theory, not ancient astronaut proof or fact. And they, a lot of these people forgot about the word theory. Theory means that it's not proven, that it's just a thought process.
But it's been proven.
Oh, right. It is.
It's science. 66% of the time works every time.
So the coolest thing, though, that they did there that they didn't do at that Comic-Con we went to is at 8 o'clock they had a costume contest and a party. So the big hall where they had all these chairs, they removed them all, and they had a DJ and shit. And it was just, and they had booze in there and stuff. Then at 8 o'clock, it was just a fucking party.
I think they might have done that at the con.
But
I
just skipped
out. Yeah, I think we just left.
Well, that sucks. But it was weird because
did
it
you
was,
go to said party?
We did because we were like, this is where you're gonna see people in costumes. My dad was like, I want to see some more fucking weird people, and there were some more costumes there for sure. But the costumes were weak. A lot of the costumes were weak.
Was Giorgio at the after
he was
party?
Not. Nah. He was not. But what's funny is, like, if you've ever seen Weirdos dance,
what is it?
Like, it changes you.
I missed it. I'm sorry.
If you've ever seen Weirdos dance, it changes you, right? I just standing
in
there,
costume.
Like, some of them in costume, some of them not. And those people just don't fucking care who's looking. Like, it's like they are on something right now. You know,
they might have been.
One of the weirdest
things,
too. That's
maybe why they see aliens.
One of the weirdest things, too, is we're walking through the marketplace, like, the second time in the day, because what else are you going to do? We're waiting for another conference or something. So we're walking through the marketplace, and as we're walking by this one guy, there's, like, a crowd of people around this guy, and he's fucking, like, crying. Like, I can see him tearing up. And he's, like, a big dude. I'm like, what the fuck? What's your problem? Right? And I hear him say something like, sometimes it sucks to be alone or whatever. And this girl's like, oh, we understand.
God,
yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? And so I heard a piece of it. My stepsister heard a little piece. And we all think that he was telling us, like, his abduction story or something. Because one of those conferences, by the way, at 1 o'clock, 1 to 2, was none of the famous people. It was just anyone who's got an alien story.
Oh, boy.
Can come up and tell their story.
That's where your dad wanted to be.
Yeah. Well, because of the way people were asking questions and everything, we're like, we can't handle it. Our brains, we will turn into mush if we listen to more morons saying things that are so stupid. And so we think that this guy was like, he told a story at 1 o'clock, and these people were, and he was crying. I'm like, what the fuck, you pussy? You know, like, well, I'm just like, this guy's weird. And so in the book they gave us, like the, like brochure, not brochure, but like, you know how you go to like a
pamphlet,
baseball game and they give you like
a program. Yeah.
In there, they have like a picture, and I swear to that God, that guy was in it. It was Emery, whatever his name is. And I started reading it. First of all, his picture looks like he's a psychopath. His eyes are slightly crossed. He fucking looked like a psycho. And his bio was saying shit about like, oh, this guy has worked with aliens and stuff, whatever, and has done dissections of small pieces and full-on bodies, and he's worked
of aliens.
He's dissected.
Yeah, he's worked underground at the Air Force Base in New Mexico.
Do you think he wrote his own biography? Or
I'm almost positive.
You think somebody else wrote that?
I'm almost positive. I'm like, there's no way. Talk about he has worked with several technologies, anti-aging technology.
You're not.
And I'm like,
you're not talking about Emery Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, he's actually legit. I mean, he's dead. No, I'm just fucking kidding.
You looked it up, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy.
That was his first Alien Con.
Was it?
Yeah, it was his first time guest. Yeah.
That's why he was
crying. Well, he was the one fucking crying. He was the guy crying. And I'm like, the fuck?
I cry almost every day, so just. At commercials.
At commercials that have to do with fathers and sons.
So there's he's going to be at a StarWorks USA UFO symposium.
He's just getting started, buddy.
In Nevada.
But listen, his bio. I'm reading his bio, and I'm like, this is. If I was gonna make up that I'd worked with aliens, this is what I would fucking say. I'm like, this is so bullshit.
That you dissected aliens?
Yeah, that I worked underground, under an Air Force base. And I have worked with technologies such as anti-aging technologies and transport dimensional whatever. And I'm like, no!
Have you ever thought that he possibly may have tippy-top clearance?
Oh, yeah, the tippy-top clearance. Possibly. But it's just, I don't know, some of this shit is such, like, it's just such bullshit. There's no fucking way. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't believe it. But the fact that the guy was crying and stuff about it, it was just like, again, here's another guy who I feel like is conning people, you know?
Well, maybe. I mean, maybe he really took some mushrooms one night and actually thought that he...
I'm almost positive that hallucinogenics were...
And, I mean, it might have really affected him.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
Probably.
Deep down.
He probably thought he was working for the government. Yeah. Turns out he was just in his basement rocking back and
forth
for
3 years.
I've seen
some fucking shit already.
Yeah. But, yeah, so very weird fucking... Oh, my God. Now, that's just the alien con.
Okay.
Now, remember... When I leave my house for 5 minutes, I have end up having like 5 stories about morons. I was gone for a day and a half.
Who drove?
My father drove my sister's car.
All right.
So
there
was we get to the hotel. Now, this has nothing to do with Alien Con itself. It just has to do with how stupid people are, clearly, no matter what city you're in. We get to the hotel. We get in the elevator to go up to the 8th floor. There's another couple in there, whatever. They need to go to the 7th floor. A woman steps in, looks at the buttons, and hits number 5, right? She also someone else then hits number 2 or whatever on accident. Mm-hmm. Whatever. So now, fuck, it's going to stop at 2. We all knew it. We all laughed about it because it was an accidental press. Doors open up. That woman who hit 5 fucking runs right out. Takes off. Not like
runs.
Ooh. Yeah, well, not runs, but like quick walks off. Not like, oh, whoops, this is the wrong floor. Like, she knew this was the floor I wanted. And she left, and she hit number 5. Now she got on number 2. The door is closed, and I go, fucking the stupidity, I said.
Full elevator.
My sister's like, Jeff, shut up, because there's other strangers in there. I'm like, well, they all saw how dumb that lady is. She hit 5, and then went out on 2. Right? What the fuck? And we all laughed at how hitting the second floor button was an accident.
Well, she got back on the elevator at some point, did she?
Probably. I don't know. Not when we were on.
Oh, that'd be fucking
great.
Yeah,
I thought you might have. So I thought the doors might have opened, and then she was still standing there.
Listen, so
her
then,
and the cart guy from your fucking story.
Yeah.
From Denver.
So then, again, we need to get off at 8, right? It goes to 7. Doors open up. That couple that was in there get off. A guy was waiting for the elevator, and he leans his head in and goes, is this going down? And I like look up at the fucking bright lit arrow that's pointing up, and I'm like, no, it's going up. And the door closes, and I go, because the bright arrow that shows up.
They go down eventually. It doesn't.
Have
well,
you?
Yes, but like.
It doesn't just go up.
Oh, yeah. Is it going down? No, this one goes left and right. You need the next door over. Next door over.
You're going to get fucking shot.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like,
just stab
the stupidity, though. Like, that was a clearly, that was like one of those, like, here's your sign kind of things, you know? Like, oh, a truck got caught under an overpass, and the guy came out and said, get your truck stuck? He's like, no, I just was delivering this here overpass, and I ran out of gas. You know, like, here's your sign. You know, so I was like, what the
you
fuck is
you clearly need that medical marijuana card.
Well, then after we get out of the elevator.
More than anything.
After we got out of the elevator, my sister then was like, did you see the fat guy in here? So there was one of the people that got off on 7 when he was like a huge fat guy. He was by himself or whatever. But she was like, he was like wearing sweatpants. He was like, you're really sad, disgusting, fat dude, right? But she was like, he was playing with himself the whole fucking time. He was standing. He had one hand behind his back. And his other hand was like constantly like flicking his bean.
What?
Right? And as he's doing it,
in front of everybody?
In the elevator there, right? And
what was the hand in the back doing?
Well, my sister said he was holding like a pair of Spanx. And I go, I bet you he shit himself and was going up to his room to change.
Waving.
But why was he like fluttering his shit around?
Trying to drop it on the elevator.
Probably. In his sweatpants that are elastic at the bottom, so he's just moving it down his leg. But I'm like, oh, my God, man, what's wrong with people?
It didn't smell. I mean, if he would have shit himself.
I didn't smell it. Unless it was like he sharted maybe in his Spanx.
A man that size sharts.
How long were you in that elevator with him?
Way too long.
Yeah, you would have definitely smelled it.
A man that size sharts, you're going to smell it.
yeah. So, but I was just, it was
just
weird.
And you'd probably still be able to smell it.
But the fact that he's standing there like playing with himself, like, you know what I mean? Like flicking it around the whole time. Not once. Not like he adjusted himself real quick. Just the whole time.
He didn't
as
do
if,
the Johnny jingle.
Yeah, no. He didn't. And he didn't do the like where you like, you know, you spread your legs as far as you can real quick. Just a big step.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, when you're walking down.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So it was so fucking weird, man. I mean, just some fucking goofy ass shit.
Now, did you go to the?
And I told my sister and I've said it to my dad too before. I'm like, you know. I said, you guys have always told me I should just wear a body cam because I run into such stupidity. Like, it's just out of control.
We agree 100%.
When this was over, my sister goes, when the day was over, like this morning, whenever we're in the car, my sister goes, you know, I didn't believe it, but stupidity just fucking comes to you like a magnet. I'm like, oh, I know. Because she was with me sometimes when these things happen. And I'm like, I don't get it. I said, I think it's that I notice it and other people don't. I think it happens around everybody. But I'm constantly noticing, like pointing out how dumb people are or the things that they're doing. And it's exhausting. It's so exhausting.
I'm right there with you, brother. Happens to me all the time.
Oh, my God.
Now, did you go see the harbor at all? Did you see any more of Baltimore, or did you just?
No, we went like for dinner. We went across the street to this Bubba place. Gump. It's Steph, my stepsister. She wanted to go. She has never gone there yet. Like she's lived there, but she's never ate at this one place. And it's apparently a popular place after like Orioles games and stuff like that. And so we went there. It was really really cool, nice, good food. But we didn't really go anywhere else. Our hotel was like right there on the corner, and across the street from the convention center. So we didn't really have to go anywhere. But my God, ma'am, just the weirdos, the stupidity, the fucking the blind.
You're gonna be all right.
I deal with it every day around the country, brother. Every day.
And that's what's sad. It doesn't matter where you go, it's there. It's really sad, and that's why it's like, again, if this genetic shit is real, I can't. Either I'm not an alien, or I'm the only alien. You know, like everyone else, they were bred from the monkeys that didn't get the gene therapy. Oh, my God.
For 75 years, Advance Auto Parts has helped a nation of do-it-yourselfers fix their vehicles. Advance Auto Parts has the essentials from brake pads to batteries, along with all of the final touches, like hoses and filters. When you do it yourself, you want the best parts and the best prices, whether it's for the body or under the hood. We'll get you the right part at your local store or delivered to your home. So to save 20% off your first order, go to advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck. Again, that's advanceautooffer.com/chickenduck to save 20% off your first order. Enter promo code AAP20CAST for 20% savings.
How are you, Ryan?
I'm fine.
Now,
been awfully quiet.
Well, I'm just listening.
How do you feel about aliens, Ryan? Do you believe
I think they're out there.
Do you believe they're out there?
They got to be out there.
Jim?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I mean,
what was that noise?
That was an alien. That was my son, the
Something's
alien.
Something's got to be out
you
there.
You don't, I mean, as big as the universe is, you don't believe that there's possibly something else out there.
I mean, maybe, possibly, yeah, sure, possibly.
Yeah, see, and that's the answer you should have, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, absolutely.
But to say no, or to say.
Yeah, to say no, I think
that's ignorant.
Okay. Is there a
In
God?
In my opinion. No, hell no.
Well, no. That's fake.
Hell no.
Fake news.
Yeah, fake news.
Okay, just saying.
I mean, there's aliens. They have proof.
Yeah, the God is the alien.
Yeah, there you
alien
go.
Is the God. It was just a misinterpretation of what happened.
There you have it.
There it is.
Well, thanks for coming every week, everybody. That was a riveting episode 97. 97, was that?
Yeah, that was episode 97.
Wow, took cool. Took a lot to get through that. Glad you didn't kill anybody.
I know. It's close.
Maybe you should not go into those kind of situations
until you
get that medical marijuana thing straightened out.
I know.
It sounds like you might be carrying a little bit of anger.
When I got down there, I said, is pot legal here? Is that a thing? Well, what state's
actually in the state of Maryland, it is. Medical marijuana is legal.
Medical, but
yeah,
not like
sure.
Full on.
Not yet.
Mm. You didn't happen to find out or see how much the pins were there? Price of the pins?
No, they were cheaper than the patches, though. Patches sold out. Everybody wants a patch.
Like there are other things that I wish I could like explain in words of the things I saw and stuff, but it's one of those things where you wouldn't really get it unless you fucking saw what I saw when you were there.
Sure.
You know, like this woman and what she was wearing and her body, like the things.
That's just something that I'm going to have to take your word for.
Yeah, it was more than what I talked about, and it was just a fucking weird.
You could also just go to the local Walmart, wherever you are, and catch the same sights.
Wait till 3 o'clock on maybe a Friday morning or Saturday morning and walk around Penn Street. See all sorts
Walmart
of
or is this alien? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, join us, everyone, next week. I think Bichetti's finally calling in now that he got himself going on the old Amazon Prime.
Not yet. Soon. Yeah. He still needs to go to Indiegogo.com and donate now for Mike Bichetti's late night talk show.
Yeah, sure. Okay, go get it. Go get it. Give us some money, too. Donate now.
Yeah, go to chickenduckpod.com. Go to our sponsors page. Check out some pins. We don't have the patches. Sorry about that. They sold out. But
we only got two. How many pins do we have left?
I'd say about 80. Jesus. Maybe more. Probably more.
What, you didn't buy more, did you?
No. We started with 100 and we
really plateaued on the old pin sales.
Look, I told you that might be, that's a long-term goal. As long as we keep Chicken Duck going, those pins will eventually sell out.
Why don't you get yourself a space at the next con? The Alien Con.
You guys, if I'm willing to sign up for a pod con if you guys want to go sometime.
Absolutely not. Anyway, that's the end of this episode. So catch us next week.
Is that guy calling in?
I think we might have missed the call. I think Casey probably didn't tell me enough information.
Kevin with the goatee?
We'll take care of that next time.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. It's been emotional.
Loot Crate.
Goodbye.
Just about to lose our home. Diamonds and the radio. Moving in the dead of night. We took photographs to some just so. Mystery, someone to know. We were moving at the speed of light. Hovering in hopes of score tonight.